What projects am I working on now? After I finished up with this series in 2017, sort of towards 2018, I was a bit at a loss as to where my creative flow would take me next. And since this body of work with the life-size portraits of my neighbors, I have stepped into trying to dive more deeply into answering the societal questions that created the space in which a city could allow for these folks to exist in the ways that they did. And more particularly, I wanted to dive into what historical decisions were made and how did that community come to be? How did these people come to be overlooked? How did San Francisco, as a liberal city, come to be a space that's also simultaneously known for abject poverty on the streets? And so my work since this particular series has been wrestling with these questions through the lens primarily of historical archive material. And I've shifted in my practice from working from references that I photographed myself to working from references that I find in archives that I personally believe are overlooked or unidentified, in a similar way to the way that I think the individuals I was drawing were overlooked and unidentified. So right now I'm working on a series of drawings that's called Killing the Negative, and it's a series of drawings from censored photographs of the Great Depression. The Farm Security Administration was an entity that was part of the New Deal as part of the Roosevelt administration. And most people, I think, by and large, are aware of images such as Dorothea Lange's Migrant Mother photograph. It's one of the most visible images probably in the American photographic vocabulary. It's just an image that really captured a moment in an incredible way. And that photograph was a part of this much larger series of photographs that were commissioned by the Farm Security Administration as part of the New Deal. There were something like 170,000 photographs that were shot as part of this project, and photographers like Walker Evans were part of it, Arthur Rothstein, Carl Meidens, in addition to more famous names like Dorothea Lange. And what a lot of folks don't know about this very famous series of photographs is that for arguably 4 years is a bit vague, but the first 4 or so years of this whole project, the director of the Farm Security Administration, a man named Roy Stryker, would censor the images that he did not believe were publishable by punching a hole in the original film negative. And so this left us with a series of approximately 5,000, the number's not exact because no one really knows, censored photographs from the formational years of this whole project. And so I've spent the better part of the past 2 years working on a series of drawings from that archive, where I take these images that were never actually printed as photographs. They were only developed as negatives. And I create large-scale drawings of these images that have these large black circular voids in them from the hole punch. So that's what I'm working on right now. I'm actually in the midst of a project with a friend of mine named Corey Charlie Lansna, who's a poet in the Tulsa Artist Fellowship with me. And we're in the process of creating a book that's a series of poems and drawings in response to these photographs. So hopefully that will be coming out in the relatively near future, along with a series of exhibitions and educational content that will come along with that. So it's a really exciting series. I'm really excited to be able to dive deeply every day into that archive and respond to this series of images. I think they get at a lot of questions that are very contemporary about power and ownership of the narrative and who was able to decide what the American story was. I think we're in the midst of a moment where we're asking those questions collectively and wrestling with those questions on a national scale. And this series of drawings is a response to the way that one man, through his own hole punch, his own editing process, was able to shape the narrative for an entire country. I think it's an important conversation.